You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got the one and only legend in the game, Scrappy, in the building.
What's
bro.
Happening? I appreciate the love. Appreciate
how you doing,
the love.
Man?
I'm good.
Hell yeah.
Gangsta, I'm blessed. All the above. You got a lighter?
Somebody does. Getting ready for this interview was a joy. I got to go back through a whole lot of content that I ain't seen in years.
Wow.
Fire ass music videos
oh,
I
yeah.
damn near forgot about and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing.
You seen that new one?
The new one,
Georgia, Florida.
I did see that one, yes.
Dope. Yeah, man. It's been a long minute, man. Like a good situation, you know what I'm saying? Like to have songs that people still be listening to. And when I do shows and stuff, them folks still act the same. Like they just heard that shit yesterday.
Right.
It's dope.
Do you feel like you're making like a full push again in terms of you trying to like go hard as a rapper, because obviously you got a whole bunch of different shit going on
yeah.
that maybe you get sidetracked and don't be thinking about rap for a period of time?
Yeah, no, I did stop. I was like, man, you know, that rap shit, man, shit for the birds, you know what I'm saying? Because the money wasn't lucrative, you know, like that, but it ain't really never been about the money with me, you know what I'm saying? And rap, it was, I always loved the shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, anything you love, you're going to leave, and if it's for you, you're going to come back to it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going super strong. You know what I'm saying? Super hard. I always tell these folks, I ain't nothing like the little guys that came in at my age. You know, I came in 17, 18, me and Trivial. We ain't nothing like that, but, you know, we still got that young flow because we came in so young.
Right.
You feel me?
Isn't that weird to think that there's dudes your age right now who are just coming in the game trying to get some shit cracking right now?
Yeah, because I'd be like, hey, you know. But, you know, some motherfucker be making it. Like, these days, you ain't got to, like, my days, it had to be straight hard. It had to be talking about some. It all kind of rules applied, you know what I'm saying? Now it's just, you know, if it sound good, shit, that shit'll go platinum, nigga. You feel me? Streaming-wise, anyway.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think, because, like, I'll be real with you. We're doing pretty good making money off of, like, non-hip-hop shit, you know? Naked bitches on the Patreon, shit like that, you know? OnlyFans bag ain't looking too bad. I assume that the way I feel about that shit versus like interviewing rappers, which we might not make as much money off all that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I feel like that is kind of comparable to like the reality TV bag, where, you know, it's a good, easy, consistent way for you to get paid. But then meanwhile,
easy, but yeah,
it's not easy.
Yeah, it ain't easy.
But you know, like the rap shit probably like that speaks to your culture and like who you really are as a person
exactly.
and how you really. You know, like, this, it feels artistic. It feels, like, more fulfilling in a sense. Like, would that be accurate?
Yeah, accurate as fuck.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that would I be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to always see, like, how the fuck I'm going to get this shit out, all this stress and shit. So, nigga start rapping. Now, nigga be exercising and rapping and smoking. You feel what I'm saying? They got 3-4 ways to get that shit out. So, now I just be goddamn just trying to put it in a way that it won't sound too vague. Like, you know, I'm rapping and ain't just talking for no reason. I ain't that nigga, you know what I'm saying? To be out there just mouthing shit, saying shit because it sound good, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is dying for shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to make sure my shit is accurate and potent, you know what I'm saying? What I'm doing now, like it actually hits something because a nigga ain't going to be doing it for that more longer, you know what I'm saying? So niggas just want to hit it hard.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's one thing that I was thinking about listening to some of your older shit is like, you were really saying, like, I would beat your ass. And you were saying it like you fucking 100% meant it. And, like, it was the most important thing to get across in the world. And that is the tricky thing as you're rapping into your 30s and shit is, like, how do you, like, you know, when you're a grown man, you got businesses, you got money, you got family and shit. It can be hard to care about being tough as much as you do when you're young.
No. Definitely ain't no, I ain't really never been no tough guy. I was just, you know, get down where I get mad at type situation. You know what I'm saying? If I get mad, we just gonna fight. You know what I'm saying? But, like, now it's just like, shit, nigga done been through life. Nigga going, still going through life. And nigga got shit to talk about. And when motherfuckers is going through shit, I listen to nigga like Nipsey, Pac, like motherfucker Jay-Z, like motherfucker that teach you shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't really... You know, I love the party shit, though, because I'm a party music maker. You know what I'm saying? I make shit like that. But at some point, you got to make the party music with some, you know, with some shit saying something to where a motherfucker can be like, damn, bro, like, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got to relate. You know, somebody got to be able to relate to your shit. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I ain't now one of them niggas saying I'm come back in here and I'm talking about what they talking about because... I don't know what the fuck they talking about. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm going through, what I'm living, and that's all I can speak on. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't want to be boring. I don't want to bore nobody. So I'm going to have that bitch lit the fuck up, but I'm going to be talking about something. I think, what is that, Vince? You be like, damn, you got the little cadence and shit, but, you know, you talking about something. Really talking about
something. Exactly. Yeah, I feel it. Do you pay attention to a shitload of the shit that's going on with like the younger guys in the city and stuff in Atlanta in particular? You try to see
I'm in there, you know what I'm saying? I'm there, you know what I'm saying? I ain't in the blind. I know I'm tied in, you know what I'm saying? So I be seeing the little shit, I be like, damn. Even when I hear it before everybody else hear about it, I be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But it, like I was just telling somebody, it come from all that flexing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be, they put on real hard. You know what I'm saying? And the niggas with the real money don't even be, they don't move like that. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a whole bunch of kids, man. Like, and niggas is controlled by some, a lot of different substances. You feel me? And niggas is lit right now.
You feel like that's a way bigger factor in the game these days when you look at these younger dudes is that they're all fucked up on drugs and shit more so than was expected of you when you came out?
Yeah, like remember when I was young, like, if you was on drugs, nigga, like, you had to hide that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas was hiding the fact that they was on pills and ecstasy and shit. Niggas was like, you on X? What? He was like, nah, I'm high. Drunk off weed. But nigga really be rolling. Like, nigga, I'm fucked up.
Right.
But you know, and nigga, but you couldn't tell nobody no shit like that. Cause it was like wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like damn near crackheadish. You feel me? For a nigga to even do that. So now it's just like niggas is living in this other reality to where they think, like, you know, once they get hit or once they go to jail, like, that shit just start over something like Grand Theft Auto or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what they living in, especially when you get on drugs, bro. Like, you are, man, you gone. Like, you, anything that would scare you is going to be bullshit. You're going to be like, I'll run over that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, in reality, you're going to die, nigga. Like, you going to jail.
Yeah. I feel like during COVID and shit, I, like, totally got out of the loop of, like, you know, going to studios and, like, being at shows. And I really, like, forgot how much drugs people really be doing, you know?
Yeah. But nah, they got on them hard on the pandemic, though.
Yeah, the overdoses from fucking opiates and shit were up like 30% during 2020.
I ain't
gonna
lie, like, when I had into a bad-ass car accident like a couple years ago almost.
Yeah, so I just watched that video.
And, nigga, the shit they gave me in the hospital, nigga, that was the first time I would have ever been locked in on a drug, bro. Like, just, that shit, it did something to me. I was like, I ain't never felt that shit in my life.
Yeah.
So imagine what these folk out here doing. They doing it, and they told me that the drug they were giving me was like right next to the fentanyl. What do they call it?
Fentanyl.
It was right next to that shit. And that shit had me feeling like, nigga, motherfucking Jesus Christ was walking through me. Like, I feel like I can walk on the clouds. Yeah. Like, for real.
I got good friends who, like, you know, tore their knee ligament, had to get surgery. They put them on some crazy-ass painkillers. Year later, 2 years later, they're fucking living under a bridge, smoking perks and shit.
Bro.
They're good now.
My partner that was in the call with me. He got more fucked up than I did. Shout out to Casino B-Side Podcast. They were trying to give him painkillers, and his shit was, his organs was like in different places where they weren't supposed to be at. Mm. They had to do two surgeries on him. Cub wouldn't take that shit. Cause he said, bro, I ain't trying to get hooked on that shit. I just take like Advil or some ibuprofen or some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, hit me with the best shit y'all got. You feel me?
But you have faith that you're not gonna get done with that and then all of a sudden be back on the streets trying to get some.
No, I ain't with that. Cause like that shit had me, it did have me off a little bit. Cause I felt like sometimes when I'd be asleep, I felt like I was falling.
Mm.
And I'd be like, man, what the fuck is that? Man, my wife be like, "What the fuck wrong with you?"
Yeah,
and she was like, "Oh, it's probably them drugs mm-hmm. like they were giving you." Cause it took a long time for that shit to come up out of me. Cause they were pumping so much in me.
Yeah, cause when I was a kid and I would get surgeries, like doing the bike riding shit, and I would like break a bone and have to get surgery, whatever. They would give you these fucking pills, and I'd be taking them, and I would feel amazing. But at the same time, I didn't have that connection in my head of like, oh, I could get more of this. Like, someone could just give me this, and I could just keep doing this.
Nah.
I didn't have that connection in my brain.
Nah,
at that time.
Just was using it just for that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel that pain. But see, they be trying to be high. I use it for the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even with, I do have an addictive spirit, you know what I'm saying? So. But I just didn't go to that because I grew up in the house with, you know, with drugs and shit like that. So I know not to even fuck with that. Because you will. All your dreams will be gone because that one day, boom, will turn into 30 years. Nigga, and you'll wake up and be like, what the fuck been going on? Nigga, my life is done.
Yeah. For real. And especially just when you hear about people catching cases when they're fucking 19, 20.
Yeah.
Doing some shit that they would never fucking do if they weren't fucked up.
Exactly.
That's scary, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you ain't even got no fear in you when them drug pumped in you.
Mm.
You straight. You like, I can knock somebody off and get off. You feel me? Don't know how, but that's what they be feeling. They don't got time to think.
Mm.
So how you ain't thinking right. You ain't thinking logical.
Mm.
You feel me? You off.
What were you like in high school? Like, what was your personality type like? What were you getting into, et cetera?
Did a little thing of stealing cars, which didn't do nothing. It didn't do nothing for me.
You didn't make it big off stealing cars?
Yeah, nothing happened, nothing major. I wasn't no, like, super car thief. Like, I didn't really know how to do it like that. I just did it. I did it for, like, a year or two until I thought, like, this is nothing. You know, I just move on.
Right.
Sold some drugs. Used to like to fight a lot. I was the fighter. You know what I'm saying?
I heard you saying that you were fighting a lot, which you don't hear a ton these days.
Yeah, nah. I mean, guns used to get bust too. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas ain't never like getting their ass whooped. Motherfucker ain't never like getting their ass whooped. In no age group, no generation. No, there's a lot of people that didn't like getting their ass whooped. So sometimes the guns do come out, but. Yeah, I was more like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in a drug house, whorehouse, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
And, you know, slash that, on the other side of that, my daddy was a preacher, you know what I'm saying? So he was pumping me with that, you know what I'm saying? I get in trouble at mom's house, she beat the shit out of me and send me outside. Get in trouble at dad's house, oh, you gonna write, like, some scriptures and shit, you know what I'm saying?
So you really had both options to choose from?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't no choice. It was just embedded in me because I remember all of it. Like, I can go to a church right now, and when the pastor started spinning some scripture shit out, I just mumble that shit. Cause I already know it. Kind of wrote that bit down like 1,000 times.
Really?
Real shit.
Wow.
Real shit.
I think I can kind of see that in your personality too, where you clearly have this like real aggressive streak and like, you know, being attracted to the bad side of life, I guess. But then you're also like really well spoken and thoughtful. You're like, I've watched your other interviews. I'm like, man, this guy's a great, great talker.
Oh, yeah. And I like to talk. Mm. I like to talk.
Do you ever thought about having a podcast? You seem like a obvious candidate.
But I don't got the energy for it. You know what I'm saying? People say, you know, they be like, hey, man, you should do this. My cousin even said, I'll put everything together. Mm. Just call me. I ain't made that call yet. Mm. I'm not in it. I'm so into I want to see what I can do musically and acting and stuff like that now. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see what that feel like.
They're handing out bags for podcasts now, though, and they're doing all the work for people and shit. Yeah. I've seen a lot of people getting podcasts where I'm like, damn, that motherfucker would have never got a podcast if it wasn't somebody lining it up for him.
But what I learned, though, if you don't do it yourself, you won't learn. You know what I'm saying? So I got to be all the way into it so I can learn how to do it. I can connect all the dots, and you know, when it's time to pass it on, I can just, oh, did what you do. Woo. I ain't gonna be able to tell nobody shit. I'm gonna be like, oh, you gotta ask him. Hmm. I don't know. I'm just the talent. And it's enough of that shit. I've been just the talent.
But you, yeah, I was gonna say, you sound like you're a little bit petrified or a little traumatized from. You were in the rap game early on with a whole shitload of talent, and you ended up sort of, you know, just getting your whole situation wasn't solid. It was kind of fucked up. You weren't able to really, like, get the traction that you probably wanted to get around that time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, I feel, I ain't gonna even lie. I hear my music now, and I look at my music back then, I'd be like, man, what the fuck was I saying? Like, I mean, for real? You know what I'm saying? But I had a lot of people that believed in me, you know what I'm saying? So it did go a long way, because when me and Trivia came, it was like, nigga, you can put a song out this year, that shit still gonna be popping next year. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was in it. It was still good for us, though. It was still good for us, because I done tried to be forgotten. Niggas just don't forget a nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas will not forget me.
That's interesting, because there's a lot of people from negative your generation that, you know, motherfuckers aren't really checking for.
Man, I just watched like 6 episodes of what happened to them. You feel what I'm saying? Like on BET and shit. And even motherfuckers that was popping when I was out. Like, I mean, when I went out, I used to be on, like, before I really hit, I was on the road with John. Mm. So I used to see some of these people and stuff, and they would be on stage, big ass concerts, rocking this shit. Hella money, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you would think, I mean, for me, I'm looking, I'm like, damn, nigga, cuz he gonna be lit forever, you know what I'm saying? But then you see that, you like, damn. And then you hear all the things. I don't really feel like, I used to feel like record label fucked me over and shit like that. Like, this person fucked me over. But now I'd be like, shit, that was my decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did that. You know what I'm saying? I supposed to did this and that with the money and because it's my life. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you know, you get grown and you got to do that shit.
It's funny because when you say, like, people have a hard time forgetting you, because over the years,
negative or positive,
right? Over the years riding BMX bikes, if somebody does a trick and it is not clean, they do it kind of sketchy, you would say like, oh, that's scrap. Like that was a scrap trick. So my whole life since you came out, I've been saying like, man, that shit was a little scrappy. Do it again.
Wow.
Not like anything related to you.
I get it.
Just the name worked perfectly for that. And then when she said like, oh, like little scrappy trying to do an interview, I was like, of course. And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, I said that dude's name 5 million times without thinking about him.
Yeah. I mean, shit, it's kinda weird. I've been trying to get an interview with you, though, but I think now is like the most logical time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we putting out, we just rebooted the Lil Scrappy and Trivia situation.
Because the album is now on streaming services, and it wasn't for years, right?
It wasn't for years, and I'm sitting there wondering why I ain't getting streams off certain songs and shit. You know
why was that? Just because certain samples couldn't get cleared and shit?
I don't know why, Vince. What was the problem, Don P?
I just had to call him and really stress him.
Oh, okay. So then they split into 2 separate projects for streaming services. Exactly. Huh.
That shit is dope.
That's dope. I mean, there's a lot of albums like sort of from that era. That same thing, like Nicki Minaj's first mixtape. They just put it on streaming services.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you can get the money for it. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't old. I mean, it ain't super old.
Right.
I mean, it's old, but it ain't super old.
But a lot of shit, like all the fucking old Gucci tapes and shit, like most of those, you could never get them on streaming services because they don't have the beats cleared and all this shit.
No. But if you notice, Gucci Mane came home to some bread. That came from streaming. That came from streaming. He eating off streaming shit. Gucci eating. Gucci
when you got that many big songs over the years, for sure.
Yeah, like you eating, like, because once that come on, then some other shit come on. Mm. And he be like, I ain't even know about this shit. I need to hear that again. Hey, run that back. You know, motherfucker be high on hear that shit again and again and again.
I know a lot of people that are like still listening to like, you know, mid-2000s era Gucci Mane tapes when they're driving around all these years
later. My daughter listened to 2000 shit.
For real?
Yeah, she listened to her shit. She's 16. She listened to this shit.
I seen her driving on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
That must have been crazy, though.
Yeah, that shit be scaring the fuck out of me, though. Like, for real? Hell yeah. I be, hey, call the 45. So shit, they'll pull you over here. I'll fight the police about you. You feel me?
Right.
But yeah, like she'll listen to this stuff, but she listened to like 90s and early 2000s. She said it makes sense.
That's dope because I feel like kids never fucking gravitate towards the older shit these days.
No, because they, you know, because they want their shit to be right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is right right now. This is how it's supposed to be, and you looking at it like that shit is, y'all live in a scary world.
Because I always think, like, with my kid, like, we put on, like, you know, all the new cartoons and shit. She's never going to want to watch these fucking Sesame Street episodes from the 80s that never. I was watching, because it's going to look like garbage. It's going to be like when I was their a kid looking at black and white shows on TV.
No,
you know?
Their eyes are made for, what's that? Not
four K.
You know what I'm saying? When you born in that area, it's made for 4K. They got to see it like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? My little boy, he finna be 3 years old. He got to see it in 4K. He not going. You put the new Spider-Man with the old Spider-Man. Right. That old Spider-Man just don't hit like that new Spider-Man. You feel me?
I put on one of the old, like the Charlie Brown
Halloween
special.
What the fuck were you
doing? For his kids. What? One of them said, like, he really goes like, this is the worst show I've ever seen.
Wow.
This is the most boring show ever. I'm like, God damn, bro.
Yeah,
this means a lot to me, you piece of shit.
Hell no. Yeah. Hell no. That shit don't mean shit to them kids. No, they be like, man, fuck all that, man. We're going outside, man. Oh, they don't even go outside no more. They be like, we finna get on Twitch or we finna get on some app or some shit. You walk in the room, they end up dancing to the phone and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I done did it a couple times with them and try to, you know, I fuck around with it, but I'm like, that ain't my shit. You know,
I feel like that's the ultimate test of like where you're at as a rapper, is if you're down to dance with your kids on TikTok. You're down to be goofy for a moment.
Oh, I fuck
just do
that
it,
shit.
You know?
I be goofy with my kid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that, like, that's not you being like, if a nigga get that twisted, that means he just want to see you. He in his eyes, you are a weak motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? If you with your kids and you out goofing around, blah blah blah, that means because he don't know,
right?
Because the hardest motherfucker gonna fuck with their kids. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, well, like, in terms of, like, being a dad, how much has that changed you? It's like, seeing your kid driving and you being there for it and shit, I'm like, man, Scrappy went from a dude who I'm pretty sure was, like, pretty fucking impulsive and reckless at one point in his life, and now he's got to be the guiding force trying to get his kids to be less reckless and more cautious.
And my daughter done seen me be reckless.
Has she?
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, she done seen me be reckless. So, yeah, it lately, you know what I'm saying? I think since right before I got married, I had a little situation to where I want to say I had an encounter with God, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you meet yourself, you feel me? You get to see all the stuff you done did and shit, and you be like, I ain't a victim like that for real, for real. Like, I done did shit, too, to people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't that, you know? And it just changed my whole perspective of life, you know what I'm saying? Even going through that car accident, knowing that you really don't got no control over life or death.
So the car accident wasn't the moment that made you think about all this shit? It was something else?
No, it was something before that. You know, but that let me know, because I still thought I could hit a back or flip if I fell off a building and save myself or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some dumb, crazy kid-like shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You just think you're invincible.
Yeah, you know, and then when that car accident happened, because I done been stabbed, I done been all kind of shit, and, you know I got favor, but that shit let me know right there I don't have that control, like, because I was knocked out. I was asleep, and then nothing wake me up, nothing. I couldn't stop it, you know what I'm saying? It was out of my hands, you know what I'm saying? So that's how life is. It's just out of your hands, and you got to just keep going, you know? Whatever happened, going to happen. But I, you know, maturely, you know what I'm saying? I like to make decisions. Like, I don't believe in karma. I believe in decisions. You know what I'm saying? You make this type of decision and then you're going to get whatever, you know, you decided to do, you're going to get the outcome of that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
I never looked at it like that.
Sometimes we end up a little deep, and I'm like, okay, how the fuck are we gonna get out of this?
Nigga done got high.
For sure. Okay, you want to know a really random coincidence that I was thinking about is when I first started doing interviews back in the day. Mm-hmm. I'm interviewing somebody, and they told me. Like, they're describing their come up and all the different shit they had done throughout their career. And they said, yeah, I used to be Lil Scrappy's hype man.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. Royce Rizzi, a.k.a. 24
Hours. 24
Hours,
yeah.
That just, like, I feel like he wasn't
my hype man. He was...
Or he was your artist at the time,
he was my
right?
artist. I was doing a little artist development with him. You know what I'm saying? I found him in Japan. And he had them eyes, like, I ain't never really seen them eyes, like, somebody really wanted like that, like, I can do this shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, wow, okay, well, come to Atlanta, I got you, you feel me? And then he came to Atlanta, and I took him under my wing, and it went from there, him and his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made in Tokyo, his brother, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I just figured I had to mention that just because that really stands out to me as, like, pretty random that I remember being shocked by that on his interview years ago, and here we are.
Exactly.
Yeah. What were you doing in Japan?
Shows.
Yeah.
Me and Don Cannon. It was crazy. Yeah.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. I think I had like 5 asthma attacks over there though.
For real?
The smog.
The smog.
It's crazy. I thought it was clouds, but we took off from Japan and had to go to Okinawa. And flew up and I didn't see the cloud. I'm like, what a cloud that was just sitting right there. And the lady was like, no, that's smog. I was like, oh, that's why I'm dying out this bitch.
And you don't have asthma attacks out here normally?
No, not out here in Cali.
Okay.
No.
Damn. Yeah. That was a good reason to stay out of Japan.
Hell yeah. I ain't went back.
Bro, you want to know some crazy shit about Japan? I was just watching this documentary about the Yakuza, which is like their gangster shit out there. Like, anyone who has tattoos out there.
I met some of them motherfuckers.
You did?
Yeah, them some serious motherfuckers. They paying for the shows.
They were trying to initiate you?
No. They don't even, like, some of the motherfuckers is real low-key, don't want you to know that shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Because it's a big deal out there.
Yeah, like, motherfucker was like, nah, I'm going to tip P-Gang, I was in Greece, and we was at this club, bro. The club sit on the ocean, and the water was hitting the rocks and shit, the moon was hitting that bitch. I was like, hey, man, this shit crazy. Like, this big as fuck. And the owner, he was riding around, I ain't never had the promoter, which is the owner of the club, ride us around in their car and just be, you know, he was talking and he was like, listen, nobody knows this is my shit. They think I'm the restaurant owner. Don't tell nobody, don't have a conversation. And I'm like, man, who is this motherfucker talking to? You know what I'm saying? Who is this talking to? So we get there, we walk in, but everybody was just like, they stopped when we walked there, they was looking at him and all that. Then the dude who he had walking us around was a black dude. He kissed dude on the cheek and slapped the fuck out of him after he made a mistake. And then I started seeing all the other dudes in black around. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, cuz I'm serious. You know what I'm saying? Then the dude told me, he was like, nah, he a Greek gangster, some crazy shit, like mafia nigga. I was like, oh. Oh, okay.
You just find your way into the underworld in every different country?
In every scenario, cuz. Like, I mean, this video, you saw these videos out there with me and Big Meech. Like, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm like, how do I end up in all this shit? Right. Every time. With all the good ones, you did.
That's hilarious. Yeah, but you know what they did in Japan is that they wanted to crack down on the gangsters out there so bad that they made it so that if you're a known member of these groups, you can't get a phone. You can't get an apartment.
Wow.
You can't get a job. Like, nothing.
Can you get on a plane?
I don't know. I don't think they're really trying to leave, but maybe.
I'm getting the fuck on if I can't do
nothing.
Well,
and I was thinking, like, because that sounds blatantly, like, unconstitutional. Like, I don't think they could do that in America.
I don't think they got the Constitution over there.
No, yeah, exactly.
Give a fuck.
Could you imagine if it was like that in America? Like, oh, you want to be a Blood or a Crip? You can't get an iPhone.
But it's like that slick. It's slick like that. They got certain shit that you can't do and you can do when you... It's called being a felon.
That's true.
And
they tie that
shit in the gang shit. It's like certain niggas ain't even supposed to be around certain folk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that shit crazy. You mean to tell me if that dude in the club, I can't be in it? Nope. They'll tell you just like that. Nope, you better not be.
Right.
Wow. What if I don't know he's in it? Well, you better look around.
That's true. Was BMF like a huge, like, inescapable part of just, you know, the streets or the world that you were trying to come up in around that time? That was like running Atlanta around that era?
Hell yeah. Like, I was just, yeah. It was just a part of the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, the nightlife, the daylife, it was lit.
Right.
That was a different world back then, though. Like, that was, wow, I ain't never seen so much money fall from the sky. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Man, every club. Like, it ain't just this club, it's every club. Like, I see people do it now, but it's still light work.
Right.
It's still light work. Right. They ain't doing them numbers.
Yeah. And it's hard to imagine that existing these days without the feds cracking down on it faster than they ended up getting them,
but see,
right?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody watching. Like, I don't think people is getting that shit, like, or realizing or even registering that shit that everybody watching.
Mm.
Your mama watching, yeah. Your partner watching, yeah. But the feds watching. The dope boys watching, the robbers watching, the killers watching, the haters watching, everybody watching, whether you think they is or not, and you just be setting yourself up. Nigga be dead, and you can, if you go to his gram 3 hours before that, look and see what he did.
Over and over and over. Over and over again. Keep seeing that scenario.
Yeah, and then they put their address up next to him, be like, mm-hmm. Yeah, pull up on me. I'm at goddamn, do-do-do-do. They don't really be saying it, but their address be in the background. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Or they tag number be right there, or goddamn the stop sign. People can know the neighborhood you in. Like, I'm like, chill. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was on it at one point. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers just be happy about being successful, happy about what they got. Motherfucker told you weren't gonna have this shit. Now you wanna show motherfucker, yeah, I got this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know. But I did it, and niggas still said I was broke. You know what I'm saying? They ain't give a fuck about that shit. So it's just like, I don't even give a fuck about what people say no more. When you get to that point, then you'll start flexing. You know what I'm saying? Flexing is like a hobby for me. You know, every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
You ain't finna find me doing all that shit. Because it's like a cheat. It's like a cheat book to come get me. You
right.
Know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I got all this right here. All of it.
100%. I remember watching an interview with OJ Juice Man where he said, like, you know, because I'm a kid, like, not kid, but I'm like, you know, late teens, early 20s, just watching OJ and Gucci and shit. And I noticed that, like, OJ's jewelry was switching up all the time. And then one day I was like, damn, he had that same chain for, like, the last year or two.
Yeah.
And then I watched the OJ interview a couple of years ago, and they said, what's the biggest mistake you made in the rap game? And he said, spending all that money on jewelry when I first got in the game. And I've never been able to forget about that. Anytime I made an amount of money where I felt like blowing it on something that's just basically flexing, I always been like, man, like,
you feel bad after you get it,
you know, because I know too much. I started getting money too late in my life, you know.
Yeah, nah, like, I always had one of them feelings, you know what I'm saying, that mess with my spirit when I buy some or I buy a little, spend a little too much on dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Everything got to be purposely now, like, everything got to be for a purpose, you know. You get a certain age, you got to be like, shit, slow that down, like. Mm. This shit ain't gonna just keep coming like that now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Money gonna start getting low in a minute. It one thing the cab driver told me, he said, yeah, you know, get that shit now while you young. When you get old, they don't wanna give it to you no more. You older people gotta pay for it. They gotta work for it. Old people gotta work for it. I'm like, what? I thought when you get old, you chill. What? No, I'm old. And they make me. I'm like, wow.
A lot of truth to that.
Mm.
When you see people going to the club and spending 50 grand, that's what I always think. I'm like, you're not going to have money like that one day, bro.
Bro, that shit is laughable. That shit is laughable, my nigga. Because, like, you be sitting there looking, you be like, did you not see the last motherfucker that did that shit? Like,
yeah.
And what make you different? Please tell me. I want to know. And I can never get a good answer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you can't tell a motherfucker how to eat, not a hungry motherfucker anyway.
Mm. But you got enough kids now, too, where it's like you got probably a pretty significant amount of money you got to make every month just to take care of everything that you got to have as a responsibility, right?
Yeah.
Not
but,
to mention,
you know what,
houses, whatever else, car notes, whatever the fuck else you got to pay every week.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and it's just by the grace of God that I be making it. Because I'd be like, where does the money come from? Like, where is this shit coming from? Right. You know what I'm saying? And it, you know, God bless me. You feel me?
Definitely. I feel you.
And I'm married. I got a wife. She get her money. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't doing it alone.
Right.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going.
How many years you been together?
3.5.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we've been together like, shit. Don't get me, you know. We've been together a long time. We've been married for 3.5.
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I might be getting the contact high. I ain't been around weed for a minute.
Hold on, y'all. I mean, all these motherfuckers in here blowing.
I know, but I got COVID and I haven't been smoking. I'm clean now.
Clean?
I just tested. Tested clean.
Wow. Just saying.
You're worried?
I'm just saying, you know, you know, COVID, like, you know what I'm saying? The walking HIV these days, boy, this shit just knocking motherfuckers off.
That's kind of how I feel when I tell people that I had it and shit.
No, I'm saying, you know, they're like the cuties. You feel me? Back in the motherfucker be like, throw the cross up. Like,
if you cough around somebody now,
over with, nigga. I was on the plane, you know, I'm a smoker and I got asthma, so I cough a lot. I'm on the plane, goddamn, motherfucker like.
They're looking at you.
You know what I'm saying? You be like, hey, I'm cool. No COVID. Like, right. It's cool. Like, you got to say that. I say that shit in an interview when I call, be like, no COVID. Like, for real, real quick.
I was just in Starbucks, and the fucking kid, this little dork-ass kid of the Starbucks, is like, he goes, could you put on this mask? And I just looked at him with the most disgust. I'm like, bro, I just beat COVID and I'm vaccinated. I got vaccinated and got it.
Wow.
And I just 2 days ago got cleared.
You know what it is? You must have got it before you got vaccinated and then.
No, but it was like 6 months apart. I got vaccinated 6 months ago. Everybody who's vaccinated is still getting it right now. And motherfuckers who aren't vaccinated are getting it and damn near dying in the hospital and shit.
Man, God walk with me.
Yeah,
for real.
That's your vaccination.
I done been in some packed clubs. But I'm trying to figure out. This is what I'm trying to figure out. All the motherfuckers that be in the club, everywhere I motherfucking go, and you know if a motherfucker say they done caught it and they been in the club, that shit getting shut down for a couple. You feel me? None of that has happened.
Yeah,
nobody's walking out them clubs dying. You feel me? The motherfuckers walking out that club lit. For the rest of their damn life, the motherfuckers is good until they walk in other places. Why is that?
Yeah, and I feel
it's
like...
It's that dope. It's that gas, bro. I'm telling you, it's that gas.
You think that's protecting you?
Yes, because it goes to your sinus hairs. You feel me?
I had people talking to me like I'm supposed to quit smoking weed.
Oh, no,
because
that's for your lungs.
Because of COVID. Like when COVID came out, like, oh, you're going to stop smoking weed, right? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I was scared too, but I just kept rolling up. That's what I'm saying, like... I have an addictive spirit. You feel me? I was at the house. I got, man, look, I had a bottle. As long as I had a bottle of Hennessy, some weed, I was at the house with my babies. You feel me? I was like, man, fuck that shit. Right. You feel me? I had a good job. You see what I'm saying?
Getting high and playing with your kids is fun, huh?
No.
No?
Not getting high and playing with them, but like... Getting high after you done did the day with them be dope.
Yeah, you don't want to do the whole day high as fuck with the kid.
Hey,
you know?
Bro. Hey, I done did it, and that shit don't fit because that's when they be more energetic.
Right.
That's when they ready to jump off the fucking ceiling. You be like, why right now?
Right.
Like right now, all the times in the fucking world, you want to jump off the ceiling now, and I'm high.
Yeah.
But that's when your mama used to fuck. My mama used to fuck me the same way when I was high and I was younger, and I didn't want her to know I was smoking, but she already knew because you can smell it. You feel me?
Right.
Cause why she want me to do all this shit now?
Right.
And like everybody fuck with you when you high. That's why I had to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, the other day I was eating edibles and my kid swallowed a fucking leaf.
Like that's good for him, though, a leaf. You feel it? Was it a rusty leaf?
No, like a big fucking crusty leaf. She took a real bite out of it.
Leaf. Yeah,
and then it's just
dead.
Like it was like in her fucking throat. We're trying to find it. And I'm fucked up
off
edibles.
How old is she?
8 months.
Oh, you gotta give them milk. You just give them milk, let it wash it down.
I did not want her to swallow. It was still like trapped like on the top of her mouth.
Oh, God.
And she's starting to like fucking act weird and she's coughing over and over. And I've been eating edibles and I'm fucking sitting there trying to fish this shit out of my kid's mouth just thinking, if I am not able to do this because I'm
you're
too
not
high,
right.
That's not a good look.
Hey, man, you go. Yeah, that ain't a good look. That's why, I mean, but look. It ain't no time to get high, cause your kids still gonna be there when they sleep, and you go downstairs, you can blow, and some shit happen. I just, hey man, listen, God got this whole shit, bro. This shit gonna happen when it happen, man. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Man, shot to you. I'm gonna take a shot for you.
Let's do it. Yeah. You want me to take one? You got a cup?
Yeah, you got a cup for this,
very,
young man?
Very rare. What are you drinking?
Hennessy.
Oh, okay. You got a fancy bottle right there.
VSOP.
Oh, it's VSOP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to my nigga Lee. You fizzing up.
That's good. I like seeing people still committed to Hennessy because I feel like now everybody's trying to graduate onto some fucking expensive ass alcohol and shit.
Well, I'm a Douce man, right?
Okay.
But you know, in the midst of the liquor store not having Douce, I will take in the Hennessy.
Mm.
You feel me?
That's what's up.
It's all the damn same.
I just feel like now everybody want to talk about some 1942 and all this shit.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Like, it's like going to the fucking Gucci store. It's too much.
Nah, I'm that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, as long as you stay in your own lane, in your own world, shit, you'll be okay.
Yeah. Just realized I'm not doing my coffee either. I'm mixing speedballing.
Wow. How much they give you? They gave you a little bit?
The cup?
Yeah, how much they give you? You know?
I just poured it myself.
How much you pour? Cause you,
nice little shot, you know.
Took that down. You know? Got a thrizzled on him. You did.
Pause.
Yeah.
Throat baby.
Wow.
Whoa.
Not in that context. Come on. This guy is crazy, bro.
You started it.
Come on, man.
Okay, where were we?
Rap music. Hey, this is the show, right? Where the two girls got it. OG, OT.
Yes.
And he got gruesome. He turned. You did.
He was drunk as hell.
And
on
he
that
went
episode,
in though.
Bro.
I was standing up like a fan, clapping for him. My dog.
That's good to hear. You been boys with OT for a while?
Yeah, he cool dude.
Oh, that's good.
He
to hear.
Cool dude.
Yeah. No, like because so my boy AD, who has another show on this channel, he's been like touring with OT for years and years, like best buddies, AD. And then AD, we give him a podcast. He does however many episodes because he wanted to get comfortable and like really get in the groove before he has his famous homeboy come on and do an episode. And then somehow, well, number one, they got drunk as fuck before they started the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, the girls just were not really like talking in a way that OT appreciated. And yeah, he got a little hot and heavy there. That was pretty funny.
It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. Okay, he went in.
Yeah. At one point, he like fell out of his chair, and it was just his foot on the table.
What?
And that was, if you watch the whole thing, it got pretty wild.
Hey, for man, sure. It had to be fun, though, man.
Okay. I wanted to fucking read this quote to you. This was on your Instagram. We got to quit letting our homies that's deadbeat dad slide. If you can't hang with your kids, you can't hang with me. Facts. I like that.
Yeah, for real though. I stand by that. I stand on that.
Right.
Yeah.
You see that all the time.
Yeah. I don't see how you could do something for me and you can't do nothing for your own blood.
Mm.
Something that you birthed, like something that came from you.
Mm.
I mean, you don't have no value of life. You know what I'm saying? Or for life. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to be around you no way. You know what I'm saying? You gotta. A little man or a little young lady at home that needs you and you ain't fucking with it, fuck you.
Mm.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I respect that because I feel like, you know, if I knew that you were the kind of guy who, you know, if you got into a situation with one of your homies and you were just out of there and you didn't really have his back, I would look at you a certain way, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh, like, I don't, you know, he ain't really a stand-up guy. I seen him abandon his homie outside the club, et cetera, et cetera. You got to be able to extend that same logic
that same energy.
To your fucking kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that same energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even more.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't respect that. Like, as a man, you know what I'm saying? A man that ain't going to take care of his kids. I mean, like, his babies. Like, I mean, I don't know. You know, can't be, I can't. You know, be them. I won't be them, so I don't know why they do it. You
yeah.
feel me? But I mean, I can't fuck with them.
Part of you doesn't want to just cast judgment on anybody, but then at the same time, I think that that's something right there that needs to be normalized way more in the culture, in the world in general,
yeah.
of just, like, having that attitude towards your kids and really being willing to go to bat for them.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, like, it's not even a cultural thing, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like a, you know, a humanity type situation. It ain't even cultural. It's like you're a human, you did something to make it where you had a baby, and you got to take care of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that baby didn't ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? So, you go ahead and handle your business. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do.
Exactly.
And then, you know, I some people like to spend money and don't like to spend time with them and think that that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think you should just do both. You feel what I'm saying? That way, you getting the best out of, you know what I'm saying? You giving your kid the best of the world. You feel me? Like, you know, you got to teach them shit. You know what I'm saying? How you going to teach them shit if you ain't around?
100%.
Shit crazy.
How many kids you got, though?
Finna have my fourth one Saturday.
Oh,
Friday,
okay.
Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's where I could see it getting tricky, though, is when you got enough kids that it's, like, kind of logistically difficult to be in all their lives. Is that challenging?
Hell no. Nah. Like, But
you also got a 16-year-old, like, a whole person now.
Yeah. But that's still, like, you know, her shit is less, but it costs the most. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, it get shorter, but expensive, you know? So it's like, damn, it's finna come back to back because now they like, so this July. Mm-hmm. My second daughter birthday is in August 3rd. Then my son is September. Mm-hmm. So it's like back to back. You feel me?
Right.
God be with me. Shit. Yeah.
I'm bad with dates, too. I gotta make sure that shit's in the calendar. Mm. Gotta set an alert.
I'm on it. I don't even need an alert. They there. I can't not be there for my youngins. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna happen. I'll fight to be there for them. You
for
know,
sure.
So. You know, even men too that use that as an excuse. Oh, she won't let me see my kid. And what you gonna do about it?
Right.
You gonna go fight for him? You gonna go to court? You gonna? Oh, I don't do that court shit. Oh wow. Then you just okay. Yep. But you definitely gonna have to go to court and fight for your freedom if you get locked up, though. You dig? So why wouldn't you fight for them?
I feel like I've learned a lot about fatherhood from just watching Boosie's Instagram. Because sometimes he'll be like, hey, I need all the nail techs. I need all the face painting booths. Like, he'll just be like, I need this, and this. Like, and you can tell that, like, one of his kids got a birthday coming up, and he probably, like, don't have that much time, but he's trying to figure out how he's going to put on something dope for his kid. And I see myself in that so much because I'm like, God damn, that would be me if I had a grown-ass kid right now.
No, but it's always that when you a good parent, man. Like, when you a good parent, that type of shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just the effort. You know what I'm saying? It's the effort. That's all you see. You see the effort. That's what you just explained. You see the effort. So it's like, you know, from a father to father, you see that shit. You know what I'm saying? But a motherfucker that ain't really tapped in to his kid, you know what I'm saying? He don't see it like that.
I feel it. How much of your life story do you think that I'm missing out on because I never watched you on Love & Hip Hop? Am I just totally in the dark over here?
Love & Hip Hop ain't my life story, though. It ain't. It's just part of it. Like, and then it's like a for real added on part of it. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's like, other people I feel that way about too. Like, I'm a big Joe Budden fan. I watch his podcast and shit. I never really watched him on Love & Hip Hop. So that's a whole big story arc in his life that I don't really understand. You know?
Yeah, but see, you know, like, you know, I feel like it's gonna all come into. Line up, it's gonna come line up and everything gonna show itself. You know what I'm saying? It's not really for me to like promote, you know what I'm saying, my whole life. You know what I'm saying? That shit for, you know, I feel like I got more time to do stuff, you know what I'm saying? Did enough. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when that day come though, you did. I can put out my whole life. You know what I'm saying? You got to worry about it right now. Just catch up with what I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? And really, like I said, we streaming now. The old Lil Scrappy, the old Trillville. Goddamn, my new shit. You know what I'm saying? Georgia to Florida finna drop some other shit. You dig what I'm talking about? For the low. Holla at your boy.
For sure.
Had to throw that in there.
I seen this video of Spider Loke talking about this encounter that you guys got into back in the day.
Yeah, I don't even address shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a uplifting outcome for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, it's not positive.
Right.
We don't live on the positive.
Is it weird, just in a general sense, is it weird having these, like, sort of tales from, you know, 10, 15, however long ago, is it weird to have those seem like they have so much value in terms of, like, the rap media world, where it's like, if there's a crazy story about Lil Scrappy running into so-and-so all these years ago, that just, now it could be, like, a whole another life to it?
No. I mean, I see it with everybody. It happened to everybody. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I done seen, you know, I just know I don't, if it ain't really in my mind, in my head, if I haven't thought about shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just something I don't think about. You know what I'm saying? When you give it life, then it's really something. You know what I'm saying? There's certain shit I don't believe in, so I would never give it life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For real.
I feel you. I seen a lot of shit on your Instagram about baby pictures. Can we talk about this?
We can talk about this.
Different type of baby pictures than what we've been talking about so far with the fatherhood conversation.
Yeah, no, it's still a fatherhood conversation.
Okay.
That's a part of being, you know what I'm saying, a daddy, man. We got to, you know, teach our sons, you know what I'm saying, that when you out and you want to date somebody, or you want to, you know what I'm saying, knock something down, you feel me, or you want to go up in some, however you want to say it, the birds and the bees, make sure you see baby pictures.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, some women ain't women. Or right. weren't born a woman. You feel what I'm saying? And then you done went up in it, you know what I'm saying? And had
this has happened to people that you know where they've had sex and then figured out that the vagina they were having sex with was not at birth.
I just be hearing about that shit. That shit be all on the radio and shit. And you be hearing all these stories. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, right. that shit is really happening. Oh, shit. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely I recommend people, you know, ask for baby pictures.
Really?
I mean, you go on somebody's gram and they ain't got a picture of them. Come on now, everybody put that little baby picture up on the gram. You know, everybody do it. Everybody do it. Everybody do it. Everybody go look at your gram. It's a baby picture somewhere in there. you a little, you know what I'm saying? Am I wrong or right? Just no, oh, come on, you gotta
I'm thinking
put it
about
up.
Every bad bitch I ever lurked on Instagram, and I don't feel like they usually, like, maybe back in the day they would have been posting some baby pictures. Nowadays, the Instagram is all about look how hot I am.
Yeah,
look
but at on them throwbacks, on them throwbacks, though. On them throwbacks, though. Every now and then, I'm not talking about every day. They probably will delete them. Mm. But motherfuckers go to them throwbacks. You feel what I'm saying? Them baby pictures. Mm. Fuck it. If it ain't on their ground, baby, how you doing today? You good? That's what's up. You got some baby pictures? For real. You got to make it part of a casual conversation. I need to see some baby pictures. Mm. I would, you know what I'm saying? A nigga would be happy if he found out why he was having mid-conversation than mid-hitting it. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
you don't want to find out mid-hitting it.
Man, or after. You feel me?
I mean, I'm going to be real with you. I had some friends back in the day.
My God. You had some friends that went through
this? No, I like that. Oh, well, okay. Yeah, actually kind of, yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for you.
We went to Thailand
to ride bikes. Oh, my God.
It's a real story.
Somebody got dumped in?
We went to Thailand to ride
bikes.
Somebody
got dumped in.
They went out a couple days before me. So I show up after 3 days, right? And this is 2003, so it was a long-ass time ago. And they start telling me, like, yeah, like, the first night that we were here, we met this bitch. She sucked all our dicks. And I'm just like, none of y'all tried to fuck? They're like, nah, like, she wasn't trying to take her pants off or nothing. I'm like,
bro.
I'm like, we just got to Thailand.
That Wang Wang, you did.
Thailand is the ladyboy capital of the world.
Had that Wang Wang on.
It is. It's the number one place on earth.
Ooh.
They call it ladyboys out there. And I told them, I'm like, bro, you got to be kidding me. Like, you could not really be this stupid. Like, this has never happened to you before in your life, right? That you met a girl that just wanted to slurp up you and the homie. We're like 19.
No. Come on, no. Like, it's some people that just like head. You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
Some people just, and some folk were just like, probably just going along with the flow.
But she left her pants on the whole time? Hey, that's pretty out of the ordinary.
Nah, man. See that let you know what you be on. I need all everything to be off, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything to be off.
That's a little conspicuous.
Oh, hold on. But where they was at? In the car? Where was it?
I think they brought her back to the hotel room.
Oh, in the hotel.
Something.
Yeah, she got it. Yeah.
You know?
Trying to see it all. He did.
That kind of blew my mind. I'm like, man, y'all are idiots.
I want baby pictures. You feel me? I need to see baby pictures. You feel what I'm saying?
Maybe Atlanta might be more of a hot zone for dudes getting duped in that regard than LA. I don't know.
I don't know, but we ain't the capital. I wish people would stop that. You need to look it up.
They always say that, though.
They always say that, but if we look it up, like Atlanta ain't nowhere near the top. You feel me?
Really?
We probably like the middle or something like that. You
so
know?
When people say Atlanta is the gay capital of the world, you disagree? Maybe not the world.
Yeah, I disagree.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have heard that, though.
I mean, I see it because that's how they, you know, every report be in Atlanta, but, you know, you can go to places, if you travel a lot, you can go to places and pass them streets. Cause like I done passed a street in San Francisco that threw me the fuck off.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it was like they was all out there with it. They was lit. It was way back in the day. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And it's still popping, I heard like that. Mm. So come on, let it be known. We ain't, you know. I mean, but we got some, you know, we got some, you know. Yeah. But I mean, it's like, they human too. Yeah. They don't bother nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody do their own thing. But see, when it be them rappers, though, you feel what I'm saying? Them rappers that be, you know what I'm saying, on the Lizno.
You know, Atlanta's one place, though, where I could honestly say that as a white guy, I really felt like kind of like people were treating me like a little extra special. Like they were happy to see me. Like they were like, you know, like there's not that many like cool white guys with tattoos in Atlanta, like in the same percentage at least.
Well, you know, Atlanta, a black place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I felt like people seemed kind of like, okay, we would go to a restaurant and there'd be like a white chick waitress. And I feel like she would really be looking at me like way more special than I ever felt in LA. And this is way before I was like,
hey,
really
y'all
popping or whatever.
Y'all get to talk about my brother, my sister. Y'all got that lingo now. Y'all feel out of place in Atlanta, boy. It'd be like, hey, it's only us. We got to stick together down this bitch.
No. I'm not like clicking up or nothing.
But nah. Atlanta, like, we take pride in that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we welcome everybody. Because it's like, man, that shit lit down there, man. Like, yeah. It's a real special place. You know, and I'm really born from there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've seen it go from red dirt, you know what I'm saying, to not all the trees and all that. Now it's like a shitload of buildings and condos everywhere. And
do you miss the old Atlanta, or do you like the developments that you've seen?
No, I like evolution. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? I like the evolution of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? That was when I was young. You know what I'm saying? That was a time that cannot be replaced. You know what I'm saying? Like, the music we had, you know what I'm saying? Like, Outkast, Goody Mob. You know what I'm saying? We had shit people don't even know about. Sammy Sam. You know what I'm saying? The Oomph Camp. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Lil Jon, the East Side Boy, before they even blew up. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, it was lit down there.
Yeah.
Youngblood, you know.
I mean, now when you think about Atlanta, though, it's like it's generally regarded as like basically the center of hip hop now.
Yeah.
You gravitated away from New York at some point.
Yeah.
Who knows if anyone will ever get it back. That must be pretty wild to have witnessed.
What the thing is not a get it back. It's just they still have it. It's not, it just pass on. You just keep a little, pass it down. Keep a little, pass it down. And keep going until it spread all over. And then we got official power.
Mm.
You know, hip hop gonna be like, you know, rock and roll in a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's damn near already done.
Yeah.
So, only thing is we just, like the heads, if the people that be at the very top, if they were to, you know, just do a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, with the talent, you know, keep it going, it'll be a lot more better, you know what I'm saying, than it is right now. Because people, you know, right now it's just a money thing, number thing, streaming thing. Nobody, if you got a good song, you hot, you got a following, I'm fucking with you. Let's sign them real quick. Let's make this money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But if we were, like, really teaching them what to do with the money, huh, boom, then it'll be a whole bunch of wealth going on. You know what I'm saying? Cultural wealth, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, that is interesting, though, because, like, when I think about Atlanta, like, shitload of artists, different studios, different people recording and stuff. But, yeah, sometimes it's different than, like, L.A. or Hollywood in the sense that, you know, it's not like, I mean, there are labels, but it's not, like, huge, you know, it's different, like, stylistically. There's not as much media there. I have noticed, like, some YouTube channels popping up in Atlanta and stuff really doing media. Like, I saw you on the Dirty Glove Bastard shit. I think that's dope that...
Yeah.
A young artist in Atlanta don't have to necessarily leave the city to get a good interview in and be on a decent sized platform, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's what we were missing, and we're not missing that, and it's going to build from there.
Mm.
I mean, I think a lot of people are moving to Atlanta to do that too. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like people that were in, let's say, New York and LA, they moved to Atlanta to get that Black Hollywood feel. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is.
Mm.
Black Hollywood.
I feel you.
I mean, Tyler Perry got that shit lit too. You feel me?
Mm, definitely. What happened to you going to weed rehab?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I went.
How was it?
It was testing.
Testing? Was that court ordered?
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah.
I figured it had to be.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to go to prison, man, because I was almost done with my probation, and the judge was like, shoot. You still young enough to, you know what I'm saying, go down there and finish it on up.
Right.
I don't know why I won't sing you right now. I was like, hold on, let's just think about this. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. You know, what can I do?
Uh-huh.
And well, my lawyer asked him, what can we do with him? Like, what is there anything other than sending him to prison? What can we do with him? He was like, you better do something.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go to reset by the time we come back. You better have something.
That's what they thought of.
Yeah. Well, we had it was a lot of conversation going on. That's how I know you got to, each case, man, your lawyer got to know them people, man. Your lawyer got to have a name in that city or that county, and got to been and had conversation with these people. They got to have a good rapport with these people, the DA, the judge, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you, would you say you're more in love with weed now than ever before? Has it ever occurred to you, like, man, maybe I'm gonna not do this anymore? That's kind of where I'm at. It's like, fuck, I love smoking weed, but also it's like part of me that just feels like maybe it's time to just break up at some point.
Why?
It just feels like, you know, inhaling this much smoke might not be good for me at a certain point.
Right, right, right.
That's the biggest thing.
I feel like.
I'm not really worried about it making me dumber or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm past that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when it's uncontrollable, I mean, when it's not controllable, you know, you got to, you know, give it up. You feel me? When you can control it, then that's cool. That's when you can still do it. But, yeah, one day I definitely want to stop smoking. You feel what I'm saying? It shouldn't be a lifetime thing. Not for me. You know what I'm saying? Not in my life.
Like, when you're 60, if you're still smoking backwoods, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a great idea.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's gonna be, like I shit. You want to be in your right mind fully when you're 60, you know. But I don't know. You might want to go out high. Like, what are you doing
at 60?
What if I die?
What are you holding out
be
for?
High, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What if motherfuckers think like that? You never know. You feel me?
Yeah. You ever think about what you want to be doing when you're, you know, 60, 70?
Nah.
It's got to be different, man. Once you're energy level slows down a bit?
Nah. My energy level ain't gonna slow down. Nah. I can't have that happen, man. That's why I stay running, man. I stay in the gym, man. I can't have that. I mean, that helps my whole mental health and everything. You feel me? Like, so I don't plan on slowing down. You know what I'm saying? I just not tighten up my eating. You know, that just give me more life and give me more energy. So, shit, I don't see that slowing down.
That's been one thing that's been consistent for you since you were young, the gym thing?
Well, it was off and on when I was young, yeah, because I was always into sports and shit. And, you know, Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then I went to boot camp and I got it in there too. I was geeked up there. But then when I got older, like I wasn't fucking with that shit. I'd be on that shit every now and then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I could do it for like 2 weeks straight and be pumped. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, grown man kick in and you gotta do it all the time. Yeah. But I just started doing it all the time though.
That's what I feel like now too, is like I gotta really work out hard and eat good to do what when I was 21 was happening pretty easily.
Yeah. Nah, that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Work out, eat right. That way you always moving. You flexible. You can still do everything. You know what I'm saying? 100%. I ain't like the weight I was in. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't, you know, and I'm still dropping. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't like, you know. And then I see everybody calling everybody out for a boxing match. So I'm just, you know, I'm going to be prepared.
You got anybody in mind? Anybody want to call out?
Nah, I'm anybody call me out, they better come with an $800,000 bag, man.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want an $800,000 bag, and we doing it on pay-per-view.
People are really getting paid like that, though.
I know.
I'll let you size and they, and my
they better,
shot.
And they better be prepared to get knocked out, because they be, let me see, let me look at it. Yeah, it's not enough. There you go.
This fucking guy. He's come trying on, to have man. Me rapping.
Yeah.
I can't take this in one fucking go.
That's what I'm saying. You're not supposed to. No. That last time, you did it too fast, and I said, you know what?
It wasn't that much last time.
What that nigga Jesus said, I tell you what.
Did he say that?
You remember that? He
said, Jeezy or Jesus?
Jeezy.
Okay. Oh, I don't think Jesus said that.
I tell you what. But nah, yeah, man, this is, you know, we got a good enough, you know what I'm saying, to gump at one time and then take a little second then gump the rest, you feel me?
Let's go.
You a white man, right?
Yeah, and I love that people keep asking me that.
Yeah.
DC Young Fly asked me that too. He goes, "You black or white?"
No. Because some white people identify themselves as black.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that one dude, and he...
Rachel Dolezal.
He was white, and I knew he was white. He looked white, but he had this other kind of tint to him, so I ain't know.
Mm.
But then you see everybody else, they white in his family, you be like, I don't know.
Yeah, it would be kind of awkward if I was like 12% black, but no, I'm white.
But now, if you were 12% black, you'd be really like black.
I mean, then you could kind of claim it, but do you really want to? That's where it's got to get complicated at that point.
Hold on, you don't want to be black?
Well, I'm just saying, like,
Hold on. What's wrong with being black?
No, I'm a big fan of everything y'all have going on. But I'm saying, like, all right, if I was 12% black,
yeah,
I'm still not saying the N-word, right? If I'm looking like this.
Oh, no, they're going to make you say the N-word.
Day in, day out complications.
Everybody going to make you say the N-word. They're going to be like, bro, it's good. You straight. You can say it.
I feel it, the restrictions on the N-word keep tightening up. Where if you're,
oh, in life right now, I almost don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it because somebody got to say it. I be hating the shit my people do sometimes, but at the same time, I be on that same shit, so I kind of feel them, but I want to give my people a round of applause for the good work they've been doing and the good shit they've been getting accomplished out here with this, you know what I'm saying, this fighting against this racial injustice and all that shit, man. We've been doing a good job, you know what I'm saying? Because even though it just take a lot and we don't get a lot, we still pushing, you know what I'm saying? They done made a whole Asian law, and we still ain't got a law.
Mm.
We still ain't got a law.
I had to check the rolly.
We still ain't got a law. And what time did that play? You know what I'm saying? So I be like, man, we just got to goddamn get our mental health straight, man. My people, we got to get our mental health straight because we be thinking all kind of shit is okay and that don't be okay. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm in on that too, trying to help people with their mental health.
I feel you. All right. I'm gonna drink half.
Hold on. Oh. Yeah, to success and longevity in life. Amen.
And Hennessy.
Oh, shit, that came out wrong.
Shout out to all the patrons on the screen right now. Patreon.com/NoJumper.
Yeah.
All that.
Shout out them folk.
You heard it. Little Scrappy, No Jumper.
You already knew it.
Coolest podcast in the world.
It's the committee.
Check us out on YouTube, Patreon, all that. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
No Jumper. You feel me?
My man Scrappy.
Your face there.
There it is. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
That was fun.